Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over 6 trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Hey, and welcome back to the show. As always, I am so happy to have you here today. We are talking about Destination Day. This is a episode that we do typically once a month on a destination that I or one of my clients have been to and give you all of the details on how to get there, where to stay, and what to do. And today we're talking about Charleston, South Carolina, one of my favorite places to visit. I've been there twice. And so we're going to dive into Charleston today. But before we go ahead and get started on that, I have something really big to share with you. This is really the first place that I have shared this. I've teased it a little bit on Instagram, but I'm actually going to kind of tell you the name and what it is here on the podcast first. So this is something that I am so, so excited to be bringing to the world. I've never really been this excited about an offer that I've had. So my birthday is coming up on 9/21, and I really wanted to do something special for you for my birthday, something fun. And so originally I was thinking we'll just do a sale on Travel Points Academy. I'm turning 33. Let's do 33% off. That would be really fun. But I was just sitting here the other day and I was like, I don't know, maybe I should do something else. And I've really had this on my heart for a while to do something that made more of a community and brought people together. I have my Travel Tribe membership, which I really love, and I love the women in there and our calls, but they're once a month and we do talk in there. We do help each other. The calls are great, but I wanted something a little bit more like high touch, high frequency. And so I am going to be creating a community. It is going to be launching on 9/21 on my birthday. And it is called the Travel Points Collective. I'm not going to entirely share everything about it. I will next week. But right now, it's called the Travel Points Collective. It is going to be a group of 6 women, high frequency, high vibe. This is for you if you are wanting to take like a big trip or a dream vacation in the next year-ish and really wanting help planning, booking, earning the points for that big trip alongside 5 other women, 6 including me, and obviously learning about travel points, how to use them, and to do this for the rest of your life. It's going to be 12 weeks. Each week is a different topic, walking you through everything. We have weekly calls where it's hot seat coaching. I am literally helping you find the flights, book the flights, the hotels, all of it. And it's just going to be so much fun seeing all of the trips that we're planning, helping each other, working through it, answering all the questions, constant access to each other every single day on top of the weekly calls. It's just going to be so, so much fun. I'm so excited. I just sat down and I was like, I want a community. And it was the craziest, like, instant download from God I've honestly ever had. He gave me what it was, the date and the price point, which, by the way, the price point is insane. I will share that more in the coming week or two. But Travel Points Collective, I'm so excited. I cannot wait to see who joins. And it is honestly going to be the best thing ever and such a great group of women. And I cannot wait to share absolutely everything with you and put it out there and see which of you decide to join me. So stay tuned for more information on that. It will be coming here in the next week, and that will be dropping again on 9/21, my birthday. So dang excited. All right, so let's dive into Charleston. I have been there twice. This is a great place to travel. honestly, for anyone, like if you're going on a girl's trip, if you're going on a honeymoon or like a couple's trip or a family trip, there's a little bit of something for everyone. The main thing we love about it is you have beaches there, you have the like downtown nightlife, you have the food experience, and you have the historical component. So we're big into history and food, and that's really why we love this place so much. I've been there both with my family and on my bachelorette trip, so I've experienced both sides of it, and honestly, there really is something for everybody. So Charleston has a big international airport, lots of flights coming in and out. We've almost always flown Southwest there. Really easy, very cheap flights. If you get it during Southwest's sales, you can get... We got from New Mexico to South Carolina for less than 10,000 points a person round trip, which is crazy. So you can definitely find really good flight redemptions through Southwest, especially if there's a sale. And for places to stay, there's tons and tons of options. So the first time I went, I stayed in an Airbnb on Folly Beach. So Charleston is the downtown area, and it's like on a point or a peninsula. And downtown, there's one main road that goes through it, and everything is there. Restaurants, shopping, hotels, all the historical homes, the beautiful architecture, the old churches, the battle site type stuff. Every house has like a plaque on the outside, like talking about the history of it. There's graveyards, there's a lot of ghost tours, food tours, history. All of it is really right there, and you can just walk around the entire downtown. Very walkable. You can walk out to the shoreline. There's the famous pineapple fountain. There's the famous Rainbow Row. There's like a bunch of houses that are all colored like yellow, pink, and blue that everyone likes to take a picture. And everything's very walkable. If you are wanting to stay in downtown Charleston, there is a Hyatt House and a Hyatt Place that you can stay at for very cheap. So you can stay there for a roughly 12,000 to 15,000 points through Hyatt. And that is a great option if that's where you're wanting to be and just kind of walk around everywhere. If you're not wanting to be downtown, which we never were, we always stayed on, there's two beaches on either side of Charleston. There's on the left is Folly Beach, and then on the right is Sullivan's Island or Isle of the Palms. There's kind of two areas. But you can stay on either side, and that's what I've done. I've stayed on Folly, and I've stayed on Sullivan's Island side. And so it takes roughly about 30 to 45 minutes from each beach to drive into Charleston. So if you're not wanting to stay right in the hustle and bustle, you can stay over on the beach and then drive in for like a day and walk around, which is what we chose to do. The first time I went staying on Folly, we actually rented an Airbnb. And if this is something you want to do, there's tons of beach houses. And I would recommend getting the Capital One Venture or Venture X card and then using your points through there to pay for your Airbnb. When you use those cards and you purchase a travel purchase like an Airbnb with the card, you can then go back and erase that purchase with your points. So that's a great way to use your points for Airbnbs. And that's an option. Like I said, there's tons of beach houses that you can get for really affordable rates and be really close to the beach. So that's what I did for my bachelorette trip. And then this last time, we actually stayed at the Wild Dunes Resort. This is a property with Hyatt. It goes for around 17,000 to 20,000 points. And this is an amazing resort. This was where I stayed with my family. It's right on the beach. It's at the very end of the Isle of Palms, Sullivan Island area. So you are a ways out there. You're a ways from Charleston, about 30, 45 minutes. You're all the way at the end of the island, which I really liked. You're secluded. It's in a gated community. There's kind of two resort areas and then a bunch of vacation homes in that gated community, a golf course. There's several restaurants at the hotel. I was so bummed. We went there last November and it rained almost the entire time we were there. And it was really cold. So we really didn't get to experience the whole resort. We never got to go to the beach or even really look at the pool. But it is a really nice resort. I would love to go back there and actually experience it more in the warmer months of the year. But this is a great resort. There's a pizza place. They have like bonfires at night outside. Like I said, the beach is right there. Great pools. I actually had a friend who went there with her family, and she said it was wonderful. They went there during more of the summer months, and she absolutely loved it and told me I have to go back. So this is a really great family-friendly resort. It's a little on the higher side of points. Like I said, if you're wanting a Hyatt house or a Hyatt place, you can get those for the Hyatt house as low as 6,500 points to 8,000 points, which is a great deal, and that's breakfast included. But if you're wanting for more of that beachy vibe, vacation in Charleston area, definitely check out the Wild Dunes Resort. It's a great place. I wanted to share some of the places we ate because I'm a big foodie and Charleston is like known for their food. We really ate a lot of food while we were there, but two places we really liked, both breakfast places. The Vicious Biscuit is a must. That place is so good. As you can imagine, they have lots of different biscuit options, sandwiches, biscuits and gravy, beignets, all of the things. So, so good. There was a line out the door the two times that we went. And then downtown Charleston is Toast All Day. It's another really great breakfast place. Again, there's almost always a wait when you go there, but they had lots of breakfast options. Huge cinnamon rolls, banana bread with frosting on top, just lots of really great options. And it's a cute little restaurant. I thought it was decorated really nicely. And then if you're looking for activities other than just hanging out on the beach, there's tons of stuff to do. Charleston is filled with, like I said, history. There's a lot of graveyards and ghost activities. So you can take horse carriage rides around the town and they do historical tours. There's food walking tours, there's ghost tours at night, there's tons of different museums, both for like kids' museums, history museums. There's just so much to do walking around. Like just while we were walking downtown, we went into the old post office and they have all kinds of like historical stuff in there, and it was just a really neat building. There's the old underground market there is now. There's a marketplace in there, but it used to be where they did all of their slave trading, and you can walk around there. Tons of graveyards to walk through. Lots, like I said, every house has like a placard on the outside of when the house was built, some history. And so there's honestly so much to do just walking around. Some of the other things that we did while we were there was, because we do like history, we have been trying to hit all of the battleships throughout the U.S. and we hit the USS Yorktown while we were there. It's a fee to get in and then you can walk the battleship. It was really cool. They had a bunch of different aircraft as well that you could go through in the hangar, and a lot of really great stuff to see. That's something we really enjoy doing, and we've hit several of the ones, Hawaii, San Diego, this one, and then there's some more that we need to hit in the U.S. And then there's lots of plantations around, again, lots of history. This was a big place for slavery and wars and all of that kind of stuff. And so we went to the Boone Hall Plantation. If you are a Notebook fan like myself, this is where they shot Allie's house in the movie The Notebook. And so I was like geeking out while I was there. But on top of that, you get to walk around the plantation. There's like an active garden there or a farm. You can do a house tour in the big plantation house. They have all the slave houses outside that you can walk through. There was a, I want to say it was like a hayride around. Again, it was raining when we were there, so we kind of just like hit some of the stuff real quick. They still have active animals on the plantation, so there was horses and stuff. It was a really cool place to go, and there's several different plantations. I also went to another one on my bachelorette trip, but I forgot the name of that one. It was actually a lot bigger. There was like animals and gardens and like just beautiful walking gardens. So lots of different options for plantations to see, historical sites to see. Just honestly, you could spend a week there and go see lots and lots of different sites. So if you are a history buff like our family is, and you love the beach also like we do, it's a really great place to go because there's just a mix of so many different things to do. And it really hits on everybody in the family to find something to do. So if you're into the nightlife, there's tons of rooftop bars and clubs, and just there's so much happening in that area. It's a great place to go for you and your family. So definitely make a trip out to South Carolina, to Charleston. If you're going to go in the middle of the summer, though, do be warned. It is very, very humid there. They also can get hurricanes in the fall. So just kind of plan what you can handle as a family around weather plans, because they do have some extremes in both directions in Charleston. So keep that in mind when you are planning your trip. And yeah, let me know if you have any questions. You're always welcome to email me or DM me on Instagram, and I'd be happy to give you recommendations and or credit card recommendations if that's something you're looking for as well. So if you liked this episode, as always, please share it with someone who maybe have a trip coming up to Charleston and or leave a review. It really does help rate the podcast. And thank you for tuning in. Sorry I missed last week, and I will catch you next week on the show. Have a great day.